Philippine President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo says troops are targeting Muslim insurgents from the Abu Sayyaf and are not directing attacks against either the Moral National Liberation Front or the Moral Islamic Liberation Front. The Moral National Liberation Front, or MNLF, signed a peace accord with the government in 1996. The Moral Islamic Liberation Front, or MILF, is engaged in peace talks with Manila. The Abu Sayyaf is blamed for the worst terrorist attacks in the country, including bombings, kidnappings, and beheadings. The group is linked to the Southeast Asia terrorist group, Jamaa Islamiyah, and with the Al-Qaeda network. Mrs. Arroyo has taken the unprecedented step of temporarily ordering the transfer of the army headquarters from Manila to the southern city of Zamboanga to direct the offensive. Mohakar Iqbal, chief negotiator and spokesman for the MILF, says his group will fight only if attacked.
We had substantial number of forces in Sulu, and that is why the other day we called upon the government ceasefire committee to make a ground arrangement wherein our forces in Sulu would be positioning in a certain area wherein they would not be affected by the offense. But up to this moment, there is no such arrangement on the ground.
More than 20 soldiers were killed in fighting last week, the largest troop loss in a single day in recent years. That battle followed the beheadings last month of 10 Marines on nearby Basiland Island. Officials say last week's clashes involved a breakaway faction of MNLF fighters. MILF spokesman Iqbal says Manila and the MNLF should resume talking.
We have urged both the government of the Philippines and the Moro National Liberation Front to return to a dialogue. They should discuss the issue in Sulu right now so that the fighting would stop immediately. We have also urged the government to call off their offensive against the MNLF in Sulu.
Thousands have been displaced by the fighting. Canada and Japan have threatened to withdraw aid workers from the area if the fighting escalates. Around 100 United States troops are on Holo to help train the Philippine military, but they are forbidden under Philippine law to engage in combat. Nancy Millie Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.